Hey, what's up, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And so we may sound a little different here. We're on the road. We're moving about. We're recording off the phone, and we're kicking things off over here at Side Door.
Yeah, for sure, man. We're hanging out with Mr. Jeff Vandertuck in the beautiful space over here at Side Door, which is next door to Lori's Prime Rib.
Yeah, and I came in. I picked up the Evil Twin Sour Bikini Ale. It's like 3%. I just got off the bike ride. I figured I needed something like refreshing and light. And then we got told about this spicy bikini. It's this beer cocktail they're doing. Man, it's got some heat on it.
Yeah, so it incorporates the sour bikini, which I believe is a Berliner, right? Something like that.
Sour bikini is a sour ale.
It's a sour ale. Yeah, it's got some like bourbon stuff, cherries in there, some tequila. And and some muddled jalapenos, man.
Ooh, yeah, you get that. It has some heat, but it's nice. How do you feel about beer cocktails?
I'm a big fan of beer cocktails, man. You know, I'm constantly looking to explore, so I might just take a picture of this here cocktail list
and try to make some of your own at home.
Some at home for sure.
So we're planning to make three stops tonight over here in the River North area. Kicking things off here, they always have a killer beer list at Side Door. I think that's why we want to start here. It seemed a little ease into our night.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Jeff's here, man. Jeff's running the place. He's the manager of the beverage program here. You want to say a few words to the people of Chicago Beer Pass?
Yeah, what do you got going? What do you got going on or coming up here, or what are you excited about?
Well, next week, Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have an Against the Grain beer dinner. It's going to be phenomenal because we got a keg of Bowen Luke, which is very hard to come by. We also throwing a cocktail in there incorporating a Copper and Kings brandy that is aged in some Against the Grain barrels. So we're going to make a nice smoked sidecar with that, which is going to be phenomenal. So we're doing that. We're also looking forward to most likely having a Two Brothers dinner in July. So that'll be the next one. We're going to hopefully get one of their sours in addition to a 19th anniversary, and we'll see what else comes into play. But yeah, we also have music, live music every Tuesday, 6 to 9 with Andy Mead.
Nice. And so the beer list, I think it's gotten even better since we were here almost, a year ago now?
Crazy. Oh, wow. Sitting upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hanging out upstairs, man. Yeah, everything from the Lost Abbey to Port Brewing. And everything in between, man. Almanac's always on here. And, of course, a little Old Chum on Nitro. Can't
right.
go wrong with that.
I know. We got a little taste of the Port Hop 15. It comes in at, 10%. It's a pretty big beer. But it's really light. It doesn't drink 10%.
Dangerously good, that beer. Yeah, I'm glad I got to try that, for sure.
So I think that's what's awesome about maybe this little experiment, this little bar crawl we're doing. We're going to find, the different spots have different beer on it, and, who has what?
It's
pretty fun.
And this place is killer, man. You're basically in a mansion / steakhouse. I mean, we're getting the beef tenderloin nachos. I mean, we are at a steakhouse. The core, the backdrop here is gorgeous, man. And their beer list is top notch, man. So
right. So we'll keep sipping on these. We also have the raspberry almanac we're drinking right now. And maybe we'll do a little outro before we head over to Jake Melnick's.
I can dig it.
All right. Cheers.
Right on.
So we just finished up our beef tenderloin nachos. Damn, those were good.
You know what, man? I thought there was just going to be regular nachos, man.
No, it was this giant board. You may have seen cheese boards. This was a nacho board.
Yeah, nacho board, steakhouse tenderloins, fucking some kind of white beans on there. A five-star situation with the nachos, man.
Right. I thought we were just getting a little bite of nachos, but it was great.
Yeah.
So we're finishing up with one more beer here. I think we had more beers here than I thought we would for our bar crawl. But
yeah, Jeff's taking mercy on us. We've got the Salomo Promiscuous Apostrophe, which is a session IPA. So that plays very well next to the the sour bikini that we had, along with the and then we had something from Almanac, which was a raspberry aged in a wine barrel.
And we had some of that Hop 15, which comes off very big, so we're ending light. And so what, Jake Melnix is what, like a 2-minute walk from here?
Yeah.
5-minute most, if you're really slow, but yeah, about 2 minutes.
So we're going to cruise, man, the Gold Coast beer crawl.
Okay.
Marches on.
All right, let's do this. Let's get out of here, and we'll check in when we get there. All right, so our second stop tonight, we're over at Jake Melnix. It's a party in here.
Dude, it's a party and a half, man. This whole fucking place is full. There's kids, coworkers, tourists.
Yeah, we couldn't even get a spot at the bar. It's, about 7:30 here on a Wednesday?
Just a random night. Virtual insanity. There's no big games going on locally. It's hopping over here, man.
Right. It's a little wet outside, raining, so people are gaining shelter. They're not sitting outside, so maybe that's what's keeping it a little busier in here.
Yeah, for sure.
But they have a pretty solid draft lineup here. It's always like a staple that goes on in the River North, Gold Coast area.
Yeah, and then we were talking about Maine Brewing Company at the other place. They had something called a Tiny Beautiful Something. I wanted to try that out. Of course, they're out of it.
Draft line's out, but Surly is their beer of the month.
Yeah, so I rolled with the mild. They've got an English mild on nitro. Feeling like a grown-up here drinking this beer, Brett.
Really? Why so? Because it's on nitro? You feel like sophisticated?
It's all sophisticated and low ABV and, you know, mature and traditional and, you know, all those buzzwords.
So I went with Metropolitan Dynamo. Just a beer I haven't had in a while. I believe Jake Melnix is kind of like one of their oldest accounts for Metropolitan. Like, they had events here forever. And I was saying the last time I think I've been to Jake Melnix was during Chicago Craft Brewers Conference.
Oh, like 2010?
Yeah, like 6 years ago.
Brad making his triumphant return to Jake Melnix tonight. And you know what I like about Jake's, man, is that they've been doing collabs. Like, I know they did a couple collabs with Two Brothers recently. And if we find someone here, hopefully we can learn a little bit more about the collabs they've been working on. Well, a very solid bar, an official Blackhawks bar as well. So.
Right, so we're gonna sip on these, see if we can grab anyone to talk to, either that works here or just loves Jake Melnix. What's our third stop tonight?
Third stop's gonna be the Fairmont Hotel, the Columbus Tap, right by Millennium Park.
All right, so cheers, sip on these, and we'll be back. All right, so we're walking down the street here, and we realize the Columbus Tap is maybe about a mile away.
It's rainy. It's raining out too, so.
Yeah, so it's not great for our idea of these quick three spots that are really close by each other that you can kind of check out and walk to. So we took a little thought about where we could go. And then, you know, tonight is the main event over at Clark Street Ale House.
Sure is, man. So we're going to call an audible at the line here. And head over to Clark Street Ale.
Right. Makes a lot more sense in this, a bar tour, I guess. So they don't usually have food at Clark Street Ale House. We're walking in the rain right now. Jake Melnix was really busy. A lot of kids there. Pretty loud. No one for us to, like, grab and talk to about what was going on. Clark Street Ale House is about 3 blocks away. I think we might have had maybe even a closer spot if we were like really thinking about it, but for beer destination in River North, we were talking to Jeff about this, and he didn't even have any good spots, and he's like over here drinking day in and day out.
Yeah, when we asked him about it, he talked more about like the cocktail scene. You know, like there's a really cool James Beard awarded bar inside the James Hotel, and then there's like a couple other cocktail bars that he really dug. But nothing for beer, which is kind of cool that we're doing this beer crawl in a non-beer part of town.
Yeah, horrible. We could have picked like Randolph Street and gone to Haymarket, Lone Wolf, and Publican. Easy, done.
It's too easy, Brad. It's too easy.
All right, so we're going to walk there. We're going to try to not get hit, not get too wet here. And yeah, we'll check back in when we're over at Clark Street Ale House. All right, Nick, our third and last stop of our beer adventure for this week.
The show goes on, Brad.
Right.
You know?
We decided to change course, like we said. We're over here at Clark Street Ale House because they were doing the main event.
Yeah, the main event. And we are here with the lady responsible for the event, one of the folks responsible,
Jen, why don't you tell the good people of Chicago Beer Pass what you do and what about this event tonight?
I am the director of marketing for Clark Street, and we thought it would be nice to put together an event that highlighted the Allagash brand and a few of their selections. And we thought there was a great way to do it was to incorporate a food component, which was serving lobster, which is also from Maine.
Right. This night has been Maine themed, really. Like, we started off at Side Door. Jeff was talking about the Maine Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And over at Jake Melnick's, they had the Maine beer on, and now we're here. We're not drinking Maine Brewing Company, but we're drinking I got Allagash White.
Yeah.
You have their, pale ale?
This is the Confluence.
Yeah.
Which I think is like, I think it is a Belgian Strong.
Belgian Strong, okay.
Yeah, like 7.5.
So it is funny that we started off the night talking Maine beer in Chicago.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. So this is a pretty new concept for Clark's Ale House, like doing these events, right? Like, it used to be like basically almost like an old man craft beer bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I will say that we were lucky enough to come into a business. We took over in October, and everybody's been so friendly, and there's so many regulars that we wanted to keep some of the same vibe that was going on when we came into it, but hopefully breathe a breath of fresh air by introducing some new events like this. But as a pioneer of the craft beer revolution in the city, we are fortunate enough to get a lot of great releases and do a lot of great tastings, but hopefully we can highlight them more when we put together events like this.
Yeah. I've always loved coming here. It's been one of the staples for, I think, a long time in this neighborhood.
Yeah, and I'm excited that this event happened because it gave us a chance to get over here.
Yeah.
Again, like, even though we're right downtown, we don't make it here as much as we should. So is that the goal going forward, to do stuff like this out of the box, maybe like kind of, you know, shake things up a little bit over here at Clark Street?
Exactly. I think that we have such a good following of the people that know about Clark Street, but I think that there's such a huge population of people that love craft beer that don't know about Clark Street and don't know about, like, right now we're sitting on our beer garden and it's fantastic, and I think there's a lot of people that just don't know that it's here or know that we have such a giant selection. So the more events that we can do like this that introduce more people, the better.
Nice. So we're drinking Maine beer tonight, but what's your, like, Chicago beer of choice? Do you have one?
No,
is there like a brewery or someone you like, when you see their beer, you're like, I have to drink them?
I have to tell you, the part of the reason we did this event was because I love Allagash White.
All right.
I got to tell you, I mean, that's my honest answer. We, you know, haven't had a great bar like this for a while, and this is such a quintessential bar that when we came in, I wanted to learn as much as I could about craft beer, and because I'm a kind of a wine dork, I tried everything I could, and I have to say, I honestly always come back to something like that. So I need to learn more. Maybe you guys can teach me.
Well, when people come in from out of town, even Indiana, it's like, what should I get? It's like, get an Allagash, because you can't get it there. It's like, it's Maine and here. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I get a kick out of it, though, when we get every day, you know, when we open a new or tap a new keg and I learn the name of it and I find out that it's kind of a hard to get thing or that people should know about it.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of it as the marketing person because, you know, when I throw it up on our social media, I start to see a little bit more of a interest peaked. And
right. Very cool. So, Nick, what should we finish up here? What are we wrapping up the night with?
I don't know, man. We might have one more round here, but we hit three spots in this area. So earlier tonight, we went to Side Door, which is Lowry's Prime Rib,
mm-hmm.
And then after that, we scooted over to Jake Melnick's, and we were gonna go south and go to Fairmont Hotel because they got a new bar concept there. But then we were like,
that's real far, and it's raining.
We're like, let's just go to Clark Street. It's
and
right there.
That great marketing girl sent you the information about this event, so now you have to come.
And it was a very good call on your part. Yeah, we haven't been over here forever, so
I'm glad you guys
I'm
came.
I'm very excited that we made it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, that's great. So if you're liking these, like, mobile, I guess, on-the-go episodes, like, let us know. Send us a tweet, that Chicago Beer Pass, and let us know what you think, and we'll do it again. Otherwise, we will be back with our normal thing next week, and maybe more of these.
Right on. Cheers.